An old 1927 American LaFrance pumper sits proudly outside the historic fire station number 1. Bob Heckman is with the Fire Museum Society, and he's the project manager for renovation of the museum. He says the pumper doesn't have all of her original parts. The headlights are from an old Ford Model A, and the horn's a slightly modern adaptation too. But its history and the story of the San Antonio Fire Department is undeniable.
We're really anxious. We want to explain our history.
Heckman is retired from firefighting now. A 30-year veteran, you can see the hard work he put in as a young man written all over his face. He says when the museum opens up early next year, you'll see the pumper and a 1951 Mack fire truck like he used to work on in 74. Uniforms of yesteryear, artifacts, and those antique helmets will all be on display. But none of it would have happened if not for Fire Chief Charles Hood. The president of the San Antonio Fire Museum Society, Carlos Resendez, says when he approached Hood 6 years ago, Hood said he wanted to make a special place for kids at the museum.
He pointedly said, "I'll help, but I want to ensure that we have also a children's educational center in that building." You know, children are amongst the most vulnerable in any household. He personally has witnessed a lot of deaths. Hopefully we can prevent some of those deaths through Children's Educational Center.
But there's a lot of dust and empty space inside the firehouse for now. The Museum Society has the keys, though, for the building's rapid transformation. Meantime, the men charged with firefighting nearly 40 years ago reminisce about their days on the streets, thinking about those who fought fires decades before they did.
Could you imagine being a firefighter back then?
Oh, absolutely not. I don't think I could have done it.
Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.